Hey, you silly kids, it's me, Joe Bates, host of Rank You Very Much every Friday here on the World Generation Podcast, the show that determines things like best cereal, worst way to die, worst Full House character. There's only one stop to figure all that information out, and that's Rank You Very Much with Joe Bates every Friday with two different special guest experts on every show who have been on shows like Bob and Tom, Laughs on Fox, and Last Comic Standing. So definitely check it out. Play the theme song.
Joe Bates.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Rank You Very Much. I am getting over a cold, so I'm sorry for the way I sound, but I don't apologize for it. We have a great episode today. I'm your host, Joe Bates, from Rank You Very Much. We are talking Worst Way to Die. And as always, every episode, we have two special guest experts in the field of what we're talking about. To the right of me is four-time widow, Megan Kennedy. Megan, being a widow it sounds like a disastrous and an event that would destroy a person. You've done it four times.
Four times.
Have you seen your husband or wife, I don't judge, die?
Yes, each time.
So you've seen different ways of dying?
Yes.
Gotcha. What were the ways that you've seen your spouse die?
Well, of course, my first husband was the decapitation.
Oh, yes.
Accidental decapitation.
As most are.
As most are. Then there was the prolonged poisoning of my second husband.
Another accident. Yep, as most are. Prolonged poisoning.
That jury's still out on that one. Yeah. What actually caused it. Next one was the brakes were cut.
Accidental.
That was actually my first wife. So she went kind of... We never thought, you can't bury her. Which was a little bit hard.
You can't, not in today's society.
Yep, and then my last husband, he was drowned, but in only like a couple inches of water.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he was drunk or what happened. It was just me and him at home, and I don't know.
I gotta tell you, really you sound like the unluckiest person in the world.
It's a curse, but I have updated my Tinder, and I'm ready to get back out there.
Well, that's good to know. Thanks, man, for being on the thing. That's perfect. It's good to see someone bounce back from so much disaster. And to the left of me, folks, you may have read his book, you may have seen his TV series. This man can communicate with the afterlife.
Yes. I can communicate with the afterlife.
Jonathan Fendler.
Hello, everyone.
Did I say something wrong?
No, I communicate
with
the afterlife. But we don't, the afterlife, don't call it afterlife.
What do they call it?
They call it life.
Oh.
And they call what we're experiencing pre-life.
Not before life, pre-life.
Pre-life, yes.
Gotcha. So, you don't, when do you begin living then?
After pre-life, after you, what's considered dying to us.
So life begins at death?
Yes.
Okay, well that makes sense. I appreciate it. We have a fantastic episode. Thank you so much for Jonathan being here, and Megan Kennedy. Megan, who's seen death in her life. Fendler, who talks to people and how they communicated, like how they died. So you could tell us
how they lived. How they live now.
Well, how they live, but how their pre-life ended.
Yes.
Okay.
We don't need to talk to anybody today, though, right?
Well, we'll see what happens. Just to figure it all out. Behind me, as always, is the list of ways to die. We're doing a big one because, on Facebook, a lot of people gave a lot of suggestions. Thank you so much. Hopefully you keep doing that, and I appreciate it. But behind me is the list of worst way to die. Burning alive, drowning, poison, AIDS, snake, friendly fire, escapism, stoned, crucifixion, stomach cancer, dementia, Alzheimer's, radiation poisoning, brazen bull, misdiagnosed disease, buried alive, starvation, and paper cuts. We also have an 18th spot. If anyone on there wants to suggest a worse way to die throughout the show, we can add it on. This, I can't believe, is going to be the most difficult list we've ever had to get through. Every one of these seems like a horrible, horrible thing.
Mm-hmm.
But as always, to get this through, we start with the veto round. We start with the youngest person here, Jonathan Fendler. What do you think is not the worst way to die? It's a good suit.
I think that with Alzheimer's,
wow,
it's not that bad because you don't know what's actually happening to you.
So you're saying, as the person themselves, it's not the worst way to die because they're unaware of their body just destroying itself.
Unaware of what's happening. So it's kind of like dying in your sleep while you're awake.
To me, what bothers me is the effect that I would have my friends and family when I'm going away. But I guess it doesn't matter because you don't even know what's happening when you're doing it.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even... You have friends and family.
Well, I'm sorry. I know in your world, the pre-life friends and family are meaningless. That you're only just making friends and family for eternity in life.
Yeah.
So, okay, but you're saying dementia, Alzheimer's, not the worst way that I first would take off this list.
Not the worst way. I think it's...
Okay, I thought this was going to be a wild card, one that would end the whole thing, but you, not having any friends or family, really just took this one off the list immediately. All right, dementia, Alzheimer's, off the list. We're starting off strong. Took a big one off. We're taking off concepts. We're sticking with actual pain. Megan Kennedy, what are you taking off the list?
I'm going to have to veto a misdiagnosed disease.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Because I actually know how much you can get in a settlement with, what is that, malpractice lawsuits?
I don't know. I don't study big words.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean... Life insurance can get you by for so long, but I think that really a good lawsuit can really benefit your friends and family that
so
I do have.
For you, no offense. my brother's already said, fuck this. That was the one suggestion he had. Misdiagnosed disease, you're taking off the list because as somebody who's had somebody die from misdiagnosed disease, you've made money off of that. Skinned alive. Only if Dan, my brother, goes, only viewer is now out. Steve Charles says skinned alive. Skinned alive is a good suggestion, Steve. We might add that later on the list. And my brother, it's about the person dying. Who is this hack guest? My brother recently learned about the word hack, and he's just been using it just constantly. But, no, so you're saying misdiagnosed disease. Yeah, it sucks for you. You shouldn't have been dead.
Mm-hmm.
Because a doctor fucked up, but you view it outside.
Yeah, but there's money to be had.
All right, I can't believe it, folks. Two ones, again, the ideas and the concepts, we don't care about these anymore. It's the actual way of dying, misdiagnosed disease, is now taken off the list. And Steve Giles says, using it like a hack would. Take that, Dan. Now my audience members are now communicating with each other. Why am I even here? I'm going to go next and take off Worst Way to Die. And none of this is great. None of this is great. But I'm going to take off. I'm taking off poison.
Poison.
As not the worst way to die. To me, I think most poisons work pretty quickly. It's not a prolonged death like some of these other ones.
Mm-hmm.
You just choke. It sucks to choke, but then you just die. The Game of Thrones, Joffrey dying. It only took like 2 minutes.
Oh, but it was the longest 2 minutes of that whole show.
Yeah.
Which I watched over and over again.
Yeah.
I couldn't stand it.
The foaming.
The foaming.
That's how you gotta do just little doses at a time, because then the body slowly shuts down instead of this dramatic.
Oh.
I mean, I've read.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting. Well, no reason to dive into that one. Poison, it looks bad. It definitely looks bad. You definitely change color. But I think with a lot of these other ones, the prolongedness or the pain, not compared to Poison. I'm taking Poison off the list.
It's a good song,
though. Poison. Poison.
A bit of both, right?
Yeah. You know, the middle name is Biv.
Biv?
Yeah, that's her middle name.
Good to know.
Bill Biv.
DeVoe.
Father, Mr. DeVoe.
Is Biv short for
Biverly? Yeah. All right, guys, that's the first veto round. We got through it. I think we all learned something from that. I think we all grew as a culture. Let me go through the list one more time. You can't read it. We got Burning Alive, Drowning, AIDS, Snake, Friendly Fire, Escapism, Stone, Crucifixion, Stomach Cancer, Radiation Poisoning, Brazen Bull, Buried Alive, Starvation, and Paper Cuts are still left. We got a couple comments. Oh, yeah, the image is reversed. I apologize for that. If you watch on YouTube Live, the image is actually in the right order. Go to Ranky Very Much, subscribe on YouTube, and you can see it in the correct order. The only way I can read comments and do this is with the backwards thing, is why on Facebook Live it's like this. Steve Giles, being conscious the entire time, carnivorous animals fight over your flesh. Well, Steve, that is not a great way to die. I agree. So being eaten alive, skinned alive, these are ones we could add to the final six in the end. Thank you for your suggestions. Continuing with the oldest person here, Jonathan Fendler.
Oh,
what are you taking off this list?
Let's see.
Ugh. God.
I would say death by paper cuts.
Why are you taking death by paper cuts off?
Because, like, paper cuts are tiny. I don't know of any case where that's actually happened.
You never heard of a case of death of... That probably feels the same as you reading the comments. Steve's a hack.
Well, Dan, maybe.
So you're saying paper cuts are tiny, and you don't think that everyone's ever actually died from paper cuts?
No one that I've talked to.
No one that you've talked to, communicated with. How many of you have you communicated with, by the way?
1,038.
Right. Yeah, that's enough.
Hold on.
Got it real quick.
1,039.
Steve Giles suggests tripping over a rusty slinky in the steps, landing face first into a bucket of bleach and razor blades, and staggering around blinded, slipping on roller skates, slipping backwards, falling to break your legs, leaving you unable to get your heart medicine, mostly because you've never been prescribed heart medicine.
That's very specific.
There it is.
I'm probably not going to write, we don't have a lot of space. Probably not going to write that one down. And paper cuts you're taking off because of the 1,039, 38?
39. You just got a new one.
Oh.
He knows you.
It doesn't matter. 1,039. Wait. No, it doesn't matter. 1,039 paper cuts you've decided is not that big a deal. If you're watching, if you could tell us, has anyone ever died from paper cuts, that'd be great. But until then, paper cuts off the list.
The thought of it is very...
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. It'd be bad. I can't imagine, like...
I wonder if it's, like, multiple, you know what I mean? Where you're...
Yeah, no, it's not just... It's not one. It's just, like...
Oh, from all the paper cuts?
Yeah.
I was thinking, like, it would get, like, a staph infection.
No. This is, like, you get a bunch of paper cuts and you bleed to death.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
And Fendler, never met anybody who's died. He doesn't think it's an actual way of dying.
No.
The genitals would be the worst part.
Thinking about it is the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just a slice when you just sit there forever as I keep...
Like, all over.
Yeah, all over. Like your tongue? okay, I fixed the phone. We're all good. Everyone's growing up some culture. Death by paper cuts. Oh my god. My god is an awesome god. He is from heaven above. Never know. Paper cuts taken off the list. continue, even though as we thought about it, the more we think it should stay.
Yeah, it's real gross.
Megan, you're up next. Again, this is the most difficult list I think I've ever had to deal with.
Yeah, these are all real. I mean, there's some good ideas on here, though, honestly. I think that I'm going to go ahead and take, I think, Snake off.
Snake?
Yeah.
You
want to
cross it off while I fix this? Why are you taking Snake off the list?
Well, I think kind of like your poisoning argument. I think that if you are going to die from a snake bite, it's not going to be that bad.
Yeah, that is true. If you die from a snake bite, it's not... Wait, no. Oh, I'm sorry. That's totally my fault. No, not by snake bite. By anaconda.
By being choked to death?
Like squeezed and then swallowed and digested in the snakes. Alex Price suggested the anaconda death.
Oh, I still don't think it's that bad.
Actually, it's kind of...
It's really got us saying different... You fall asleep.
Yeah,
basically,
because, I mean, who doesn't like to be choked a bit? And then if it just,
it's like a nice hug.
It's a nice hug.
It's a slime hug.
Also, it's kind of a badass way to go. So,
how do you die? Snake.
Digested in the bowels of a snake seems pretty cool.
How do you die? Paper cuts. that was Carrie Pulley's suggestion, was a paper cuts one. She actually also added that they urinate you on you after they do the paper cuts.
Ugh.
I feel like it's not necessary.
That would relieve.
Yeah, I think that's actually better.
Yeah.
Warm sleeping bag. Warm, wet sleeping bag. Steve Giles loves a snake. Snake is now off the list. I'm up next. And Jesus Christ.
Crucifixion?
That's pretty good. I'm gonna go similar to misdiagnosed disease. I'm gonna go with radiation poisoning. Horrible way to die. It's not good, but like all the people in Japan when the guys who went in to save, like shut down the plant, heroes, you know. Horrible thing that got radiation poisoning and they're probably just slowly. But I don't think radiation poisoning is... I think radiation poisoning is in the cancer realm.
Mm-hmm.
And I think stomach cancer is way worse than radiation poisoning.
I agree with that.
So, if we're going to keep this kind of genre of what it is, I'm taking off radiation poisoning. Although, again, the heroes of Japan, those guys who... I don't know the names of, that did all that stuff.
This one's for you. I recently watched a documentary about the guy that survived... was it Hiroshima?
Yeah.
And he ended up in the second realm where the atomic bomb dropped the second time.
He was in Hiroshima and Nagasaki? Did he die the second time?
Nope. So, I mean, is radiation even a thing?
There he is, guys. That's both of them.
And then he was at Chernobyl later, and he's like, this is fucking ridiculous.
Hey,
he lives in Chernobyl now.
Yeah.
Okay.
I shook his third hand the other day. I get it. Anyways, radiation poisoning off the list. We are continuing to go down this thing. Jonathan Fendler doesn't believe in radiation or paper cuts. You must hate that guy because he's like it's a documentary about his pre-life like overextending.
Yeah. Like if he knew what was ahead of him, he would be so upset that he's stuck here in pre-life. Oh my gosh!
All right, we're continuing. Let me go to what we have left: burning alive, drowning, AIDS, friendly fire, scapism, stoned. Crucifixion, stomach cancer, brazen bull, buried alive, and starvation. Starvation, folks. What's the meaning of life, John? Steve wants to know.
What is the meaning of life?
Yes.
Well, it's funny. Like, this this pre-life is all about catching up to the part of us that's already dead, as sad as that is.
Currently, Steve, you haven't paid attention earlier, he talks to the people who are in life, which is after death. Currently, we're in a pre-life existence, and once we die, we actually experience what life is. So John is saying that we're basically dead on the inside when we start, and our husk needs to finally give up so we can experience true life.
That's not the way I wrote it in my book, but yes.
There was no husk in the book.
There was no talk of husk. Actually, I'm very fond of pre-life elephants, so I'm going to use that word because I'm offended.
Have you heard of Fleetwood Mac's new album, Husk?
It's not a new album, but yes, I've heard of it.
Okay, one more beat around, folks. One more beat around, and the next round we'll start with the most middle-aged person here, Jonathan Fenwick.
Thank you. As far as, what's left? I would say starvation.
Oh.
Why starvation?
Because similar to dementia, radiation poisoning, by the time you're at the wit's end of it, you don't know what's happening to you.
So you just go crazy.
And if you're starving, there's a good chance that you're alone, so your family and friends won't be around to suffer that.
Yeah, I guess if you're starving, you're not surrounded by people. Wow, I don't know what I could do. This is a great burger, by the
starving.
Way.
Starving. Oh,
I could make you some soup, but the noodles won't fit through the little hole.
Yeah, so still don't fit that.
No, I always have to take the top off and then put all the noodles at the end.
Oh. So it's like
did you hear him slurping it up at the end? Oh my god.
No, I missed that whole thing.
Yep,
yeah,
we actually are brought to you by Campbell's for the podcast.
It was a treat. It was a real treat.
Campbell's gave me $50,000 to slurp.
Oh,
nice. I said I would never pay to slurp, but I'll get paid to slurp. Anyway, so starvation off the list because when you die, no one is around you.
So, like, it's the whole tree thing. If you're by yourself, does it actually even happen?
Yes. No, you are there.
Yeah.
It's true. That's what the people in the afterlife are the...
Whoa!
Forgive me, I'm a pre-life. I make mistakes.
I make mistakes. I make a lot of mistakes, guys.
So, people in life have told me that you actually die in pre-life and become life through starvation.
Okay. How is that new person you're talking to? Are they doing all right? How'd they die?
Poisoning.
Oh, okay. Megan, you're up next.
Mm-hmm.
What are you taking off this list as not the worst way to die?
I'm gonna go with friendly fire.
Whoa. This was an addition that Jonathan Fenwick added.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think friendly fire is not the worst way to die?
Well, I was actually engaged to a fighter overseas, and unfortunately, he did pass away from friendly fire.
Was it overseas?
Well, it happened to be on our like pre-wedding trip, but we did visit Iraq. And
gotcha. So he was in Iraq, but
was in
you
Iraq.
Were there for it.
I was unfortunately had to witness yet another death. But it's really not that bad.
It was just a fiance.
Just a fiance, very quick. Army has a good, life insurance policy too, which is nice.
That's good.
Yeah.
I gotta ask you. Would you say you make most of your money off insurance and malpractices?
I've been lucky enough to not have to work.
Lucky,
it's not a great way of living.
So, I mean, good side, bad side. Bad side,
right.
Everyone you ever love dies.
Good side,
you're making money off of it.
Yeah, gruesome deaths.
Horrible deaths.
Yeah.
But you are making money.
Right, but I do, I can pay my bills, though, which is nice.
That's nice. Well, that's good to hear. I'm glad everything's working out for you, Megan.
Thanks.
That's perfect. Friendly fire off list. Why didn't you think it was one of the worst, by the way, when you added a Fenwick?
Well, because, let's see here, you spent all this time training with one of these armed forces divisions, and then you get over there into the shitstorm, and then you're like, when you're the same battalion that you're with kills you, you're like, what was this whole thing that I was doing? Why did I do all this? It's like questioning all of your choices up to that point.
Well, when you just
but you won't even like have time to think about it.
Yeah, well, what you do. But you have all that. You ever see that movie where when you get when you start to die and you reflect on everything that's mm-hmm. happened? That happens.
Is that
okay?
Very little toaster.
Like the life flashing before your eyes, the pre-life flashing.
Pre-life. Flashing
before your mind.
Because nobody else sees it. It just replays in your mind.
That's fair.
It's not like
not like a projection.
Yeah.
Apparently, Dan Bates says, apparently there was one near death by paper cut in New Jersey due to sepsis, but no actual record indicating paper cuts to a true death. Well,
so my...
Yeah, that's what I would think. Like, it would get infected. Like an untreated...
Yeah. He almost died.
Okay. So.
What a fucking loser.
I'm glad that's off the list.
So what he was saying in a roundabout way is the people I speak with are correct.
Yeah.
We should believe anything the people you speak with.
You should believe anything I say.
Proved, though. I mean, your abilities.
Yeah.
So,
anybody you're talking to, maybe even currently, we should believe anything they said.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, I mean, you know.
Okay. I'm going to go up next.
Oh, wow.
Okay. We got buried alive, escapism, AIDS, drowning, buried alive, burning alive, geez. Stone, crucifixion, and stomach cancer. I'm up next. Man, this is difficult. I can't believe I'm going to take this off the list. I think I'm going to take off AIDS. Mm-hmm. I think I'm taking off AIDS off the list, the immune disorder. It lowers your disease so you finally get sick and die. Because I think AIDS isn't really what, it kills you, but it's another disease that comes in and you takes your life pretty quickly. Your just white blood cells get less and less and less. And then you get murdered by another disease. Uh-huh. But I assume when you get murdered by another disease, it's pretty quick. Uh-huh. Like, does AIDS actually hurt you when it's happening? Or does AIDS doesn't affect you? Just, you know what I mean? Like, I have AIDS. Does that cause me any pain?
I think so.
Does it?
I think so. Because, like, your body gets all deteriorated.
You can't fight off the disease.
Like anything.
Yeah,
so
but it's the diseases
like
that are doing that, right?
Yeah, so
but
Ryan,
you have to like live in a bubble and like, you know?
Yeah.
Ryan is telling me that yes, that's what's happening.
It's just the diseases that are deteriorating you, but you can't fight them off. But AIDS is not necessarily the one causing you pain. It's the diseases.
Gotcha.
AIDS is letting the diseases hate you. But I'm assuming once AIDS slowly deteriorates you, you're still not in a lot of pain compared to the other one. So I'm taking AIDS off the list. And plus, we basically cured it at this point.
Throwback disease?
It's a throwback. It's a retro disease. It's nostalgia. Oh, shit. When everyone gets back in the 90s stuff. Was it 80s? What was AIDS big? 80s?
Mm-hmm.
That's when we made great music.
Quilts,
too.
This is AIDS.
Yeah.
Quilts?
Good quilts, good music.
Good quilts, good music.
Shouldn't probably joke about the AIDS epidemic, though, really. It's probably bad.
Well, it's coming back, isn't it? Because of all the heroin needles everyone's sharing, AIDS is pretty big in Indiana. I recommend you guys don't get AIDS here in Indiana. Everywhere else. we're down, folks. We got there. I don't know how it got there. Difficult way of doing it. We're down to our final...
Wait, shit. 2, 4, 6. 2, 4, 6, 7, 8. Oh, shit. We have to do another one.
Insane.
Well,
okay.
If I had to pick one,
this is the biggest list we've ever done.
If I had to pick another one to get rid of,
drowning?
I would say drowning.
Yeah. Drowning seems kind of peaceful.
Yeah, I would agree. Drowning does seem kind of peaceful.
As terrified as I am of being underwater, I would say drowning is not the worst.
Dan goes of age of the throwback. What the hell is crucifixion?
True.
Yeah, so how about this? This next three, we'll discuss which one's coming up. Drowning, I agree. Drowning, it's the panic. You know, the panic of drowning is the biggest problem. so you're just freaking out because you just can't get up.
Yeah.
That, and your body is made up mostly of water. So, I mean, you're just bringing more of your body into. So you're almost completing yourself.
You're completing the last 30%.
That's, that's completing pre-life. That's probably the most efficient way to do it.
Yeah.
And the most environmental.
I agree. The hardest part, I think, about drowning is just getting them to accept the fact that they're going to drown. You know, like, really, you're going to die.
Yeah.
I'm going to, phrasing there.
Drowning definitely is.
So okay, it's not a big deal. So we're going to take another two off. We'll communicate here. By drowning, taking them off, I'm actually going to say, here's the deal. If you guys don't know what a brazen bull is, let me describe what it is. I don't think we should take it off. A brazen bull is you're put in a giant, like, iron bowl, and you're inside it. They put a door, and they put the top of the bowl, and then they burn the bowl from the bottom. So you're encased in a like an oven.
Do they spin it?
Like a roasting pig.
You're just in there, and you can't. And then if you scream because of the pain, there's a horn that makes it sound like it's a bull.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Just creative.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Creative.
Mm-hmm. I heard that, like,
Steve, she's not a murderer. She's been a widow 4 times, and also her fiance died. She's not a murderer. But thank you for asking. I apologize.
It's
for
okay.
That.
It's a little rude, but
I wish my guests would understand that I would never have a murderer on this show. Right, because you didn't even have to talk to that guy. She's definitely not a murderer, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Perfect. And a brazen bull, so that's what it is. You're encased in a bull, you burn alive, and when you scream, it just sounds like a bull. Which isn't the worst way to die, to be honest. It's kind of a cool way.
Huh? Yes.
See, it's a fun thing. Which, I guess, of burning... Is brazen bull or burning alive worse?
Yeah, they're kind of the same.
So I guess we can take one of those off right now. Which one do you think is worse, brazen bull or just like put at a stake and burned alive like some sort of witch?
Well, I think both are
bad.
Bad.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's a hot take.
I think the brazen bull's worse because it adds the element of claustrophobia into it.
Yeah.
Because you can't escape at all. At least if you're burning on a stake, it's like you can see out.
But wouldn't you be able to suffocate quicker in a bull?
Yeah, you'd probably pass out from your own body burning.
I think burning alive is wrong wording. It's burning a pre-live. So I think that's removed from as bad wording.
Steve Giles, usually the burning burns away all the oxygen, so victims die of asphyxiation before the burn. Steve, what do you think is worse, being burned alive or being put in a bowl where you're burned inside the bowl? Nah, I mean, it seems like both are asphyxiation. But I guess burning alive is quicker, is what he's saying. So, if you're thinking the bowl is worse...
I'm thinking the bull is worse because it's also being trapped.
Yeah, and you're saying that as well. So, okay, we'll take burning alive. The bull, Steve says, as well as worse. So we're taking burning alive off the list. We're down to 6. We're going to take one more off. Now, most of these are old school ways of killing someone. Stomach cancer and buried alive or not. I still think stomach cancer should make the final 5 because it's the most painful cancer. It really is not fun for anybody. I had it, got over it. So not everybody's fine. It doesn't matter. I'm trying to think. Buried Alive, real bad. Actually, how about this? Because we get, well, there's actually the oof, escapism too. There's a lot of, we have a lot of trapped ones.
I feel like Stone and Crucifixion. No, they're not really the same.
I'd say Stone is probably the weakest of the ones that are left.
Yeah, I think like one blow to your head and.
So I put Stone, like regular people throwing stones at you and you die from that.
I don't know, if you put yourself in that position, though, where you're getting pelted by stone after stone.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you get numb to it?
No.
No. Oh.
You just get, like, your mind shuts down by the force trauma to it, but you still feel it, but you're also becoming stupider.
So the way stone, the one stone that was recommended was Patrick Murray saying you're laying down and people are putting stones on you.
Oh, okay.
Until
you oh, it's like you're trapped?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen, what show was that on?
So that's kind of like Buried Alive.
Yeah.
So it should be
I'd say Buried Alive is scarier than Stoned.
I feel like there's cracks in stones. Like, if you were to, then you can still breathe, so it'd probably be longer.
I would say Buried Alive is a better way than being stoned, because there's nap, I mean, you're still going to have nap time.
Yeah.
You can still, like, take a nap if you want and be at peace.
Buried Alive is Edgar Allan Poe's favorite way to die, but being stoned was the way that Giles Corey died. And then Steve asked me if I see a pattern. I don't.
There are patterns all around us.
But so Buried Alive, to me, is one of the scariest things that can happen, because it's the panic, and it's not like drowning where you just take in the water, you're just freaking out. But
Just
saying, the other ways are way worse than Buried Alive.
I don't know, because I think...
That was your suggestion.
That was my
Buried
suggestion.
Alive. I've seen the Ryan Reynolds movie.
Just the, like... Well, not only is it just, like, the claustrophobic aspect of it, because, you know, like, I guess when I picture Buried Alive, it's, like, in a coffin, like, not just, like, the...
Yeah, it's not the dirt coming out of you.
Yeah.
It's, like, the Ryan Reynolds movie Buried.
Right. I've never seen that, but it sounds right.
So the whole movie takes place in the coffin itself, and that's it.
Ugh. Awful. Awful movie. I'll never watch that. But, yeah, I would say that that's...
Well, and that, the Buried Alive... follows the Burning Alive is buried a 3E.
I apologize. I should have talked to you beforehand.
I don't know. I think stoned still you could kind of like see out of. Or I think like the...
So it's not as claustrophobic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they put on your head. I think it's your chest and you just watch them do it.
And so it like crushes you?
Yeah.
See, when I think of stoned, I think, which isn't the right way, in the biblical sense, where
where it's like the whole community killing you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I think.
I guess that's pretty bad, too.
Yeah. To see all your friends and family just
turn against
murder you.
What do you think is worse, stoned being set or being stoned like you said?
But it's nice, it would be nice to know that I have friends and family, at least, that hate me.
as opposed to absolutely none.
So are you saying, would you say being stones stacked on you worse than stones being thrown at you?
I would say stones being thrown at you is worse.
I would agree.
Okay, we'll stick with that then. And do you think that is worse than Buried Alive?
No.
Yes. I do.
I do not.
Okay, well, we'll figure it out. Do you think, Crucifixion is so bad. Brazen Bull, we keep it on. Escapism is...
Did you explain escapism?
Escapism, folks. Escapism is intense. I didn't know about it until I asked what the worst way to die was, and Mitchell Potts said escapism. That's when you're put out, they would tie you down into a boat, fill your body full of honey and oils, cover your body in honey and oils as well, and then put another boat on that boat, and then send you out into the lake for the day, and then bugs would eat you, and then they bring you back at the end of the day, repeat the process, feed you so you don't die. And then just keep doing that until you go fucking nuts and get killed by bugs.
That sounds awesome.
Why do you think that sounds awesome?
Say honey?
Yeah. So you don't think it's the worst way to die?
No, I think Winnie the Pooh would be all for that.
Oh, it's worth it.
I actually did have a boyfriend that died in this way.
Accident?
It was accidental. He really loved honey, and
oh wow!
So pure, he just fell into the boat, and then came out, pet himself, and then fell into the boat again.
Sometimes, I mean, I accidentally spilled my honey and milk on him before he went back out.
I mean, that's just the odds.
It's a tragedy.
I can't believe this. Was this another fiance?
Oh no! So this was my high school boyfriend.
Oh okay. Yeah, you don't want to get engaged to your high school boyfriend.
No. Still hurts thinking about.
I can't believe was that your first ever boyfriend?
No.
Okay, that was an early one, though. And an early one with your escapism, accidentally. I can't believe that.
It's terrible.
I'm so taken aback by the accidental escapism that somebody would keep falling into a boat. Day over and day over again. And then eat, and then go back to the boat. Why would they go back to the boat?
It took weeks.
I mean, he must have felt so dumb when he died. What? You know what his last words were? What a klutz.
He felt dumb, but full.
Yeah, full of honey.
Full.
His favorite food, honey.
He loved honey. Oh, he loved honey so much. Somehow he'd make his way back.
whoa, not again! a 14th time! They say when you escape this, what happens? The third day you're completely fucking gone. Your mind is this done.
Yeah, this took weeks, so.
So you're saying it's not the worst way to die? You think escapism should be taken off?
I think, like, you have honey and milk.
You do have a lot of honey and milk.
But, and you're...
You watched it each time.
Yeah.
But you're protected.
I have to bring in money.
Why did you help them?
But you're protected by the elements.
It's such a klutz.
Leave me alone. It's my own fault. I don't want any help.
The lake was deep.
I want to try this. So
so you're saying escapism not that bad. Do you think escapism is not the worst way to die?
It's pretty bad.
I'd say escapism.
Okay. Jesus Christ. We have escapism, buried alive, stone, crucified. Okay, you know what? Fuck it. We're going to go one at a time and decide whether they're in the top three. Starting with escapism. Is escapism a top three way to die? You're saying no, I'm assuming.
I mean, as far as ways I want to die, top three, yes.
So not the worst way to die, your friend, because you get to eat a bunch of honey. God damn it, Steve. I'm not talking about D&D. I'm talking about escapism. When they put you in boats and you accidentally get trapped and get full of honey. And bugs eat you to death.
Say accidentally.
And rodents.
And rodents. And well, look at lake rodents.
Muskrats.
Not a muskrat!
That was really hard to watch.
Where you watch the muskrat swim up to the boat.
Oh, what a friendly...
It's like Snow White. Cinderella, you're from the money. Megan, do you think escapism is a top three way? You've seen it.
It's pretty tough to watch.
Sounds hysterical.
So you go hysterical.
I would say of the ones left, it'd be in the top three.
Dan says, it feels like the worst way to die should be something that actually happens. Escapism is an ancient torture way of killing people. So it was something that used to happen. Same with Brazen Bull. But I get your point. You're more modern, Dan. You're into this world. But we'll keep escapism on the bubble because we have two disagreeing things. Buried alive. Is buried alive a top three way to die?
No.
I think of this list is probably, I don't know. What do you think, Megan?
I don't know. I've never seen this one in action.
This is the one that's really escaped you.
From the people who said it's happened to them that I talk to in life.
Yeah.
They say that it's the worst part is the pressure of the dirt being thrown on top of you. You don't understand the amount of the weight that's thrown.
It's like the stone thing.
It's almost like the stone. It's worse than the stone thing.
So you think Barry Allen is a top three worst way to die?
No. Compared to the other things.
No. Megan, because you're still on the cusp.
It's also efficient because you're also kind of having the funeral at the same time.
Yeah.
That's true.
So what's worse for you, escapism or buried alive?
Buried alive, though, because escapism is...
What's worse for you, escapism or buried alive?
Buried alive is worse.
Okay, well, escapism, buried alive, that's good. We're still in the bubble, but we're figuring out rankings here. Stone to death. Is stone to death a top three way to die? People throwing stones at you. Get hit over and over again, then you're dead.
That to me.
Having a couple of disciples.
That to me seems. I would be afraid of. I would piss myself.
Yeah.
Buried alive, not so much.
Doesn't matter because it's. You're in the ground.
Yeah.
Nobody sees you. It's not embarrassing.
So to you.
Oh, this is more embarrassing.
It's not only that you get stuffed to death, but you're also embarrassed. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for loving that bad.
It's like, how embarrassing when you're buried alive, but you're like, at least no one's seeing this.
Yeah.
Do you think stone to death is a top three way to die?
I don't think it's top three.
Wow, you guys are very on different spectrums here.
I think just a couple, one or two rocks to the face, and you're done.
Yeah, if it's big rocks.
I guess if people are throwing, like, little rocks, that would suck.
Like, I would probably...
The whole city from Arkansas?
I would probably coerce my friend, I don't know, name him some biblical name, to say...
Zechariah.
Zechariah, throw this big rock at my head.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, do you think you have a friend in this whole thing? You're getting stoned to death.
I will pay him in shillings.
Yeah.
Gold pieces. To do that for me.
Silver piece is a way to get someone to be a traitor. So you're saying you would not only get... So stoned to death, not that bad because you can convince somebody. So are we taking stoned off the list?
I'm comfortable with that.
All right, we're taking stoned off the list because Fender's going to pay his buddy Zachariah to hit him with a big rock. And Megan, she's like, whatever, it's not a big deal. I can do it. I'll do it today.
I think about it, I could just pay him to suffocate me before I have to be stoned.
You know,
you could really think
about it. You could just kill yourself at any time.
I could just jump off a cliff.
Yeah, well, back then, cliffs weren't invented yet.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
So, that's the problem. Next, the one we have not, the only one we haven't really, oh, we haven't done the other. Crucifixion. Now, crucifixion, if you don't, I obviously know the cross, but crucifixion, they nail your arms. They have a little seat with a blade in it that you can sit on, but it cuts you, so it feels too much pain. And then you're nailed by your feet. So you have to pull yourself up by your arms through nails. Or if you let go, you sit on the blade in the cross that cuts you all up. So you end up dying of starvation or blood loss.
Mm-hmm.
And you're outside.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of inside crucifixions. Do you think crucifixion is a top three way to die? Worst way to die. Not top. Not best.
Yes.
You think crucifixion is pretty bad. And we're not, like, all the stuff before where they beat you up and carrying the cross, that's not really part of it. Crucifixion itself is the nail into the cross. Do you think it's a top three way to die?
I would think so, yeah.
All right, we're keeping crucifixion. This is only helping the legend of Jesus Christ. next up, stomach cancer. Is stomach cancer a top three way to die? Incredibly, the most painful cancer You can't eat. You're in constant pain.
Yes.
Very low survival rate.
I'd say that'd be a top three.
Yeah, probably. Sad one.
Okay, we're down to four here.
Next up, we've only taken off.
Stone.
We took off Stone.
Mm-hmm.
So hey, we're making progress.
Brazen Bull. Is Brazen Bull a top three win that we talked about before? You're gonna bull burns.
I'm gonna say no.
Let's see. Because you're being burned.
Alright, well we're getting difficult here. So we put Buried Alive over Scaphism. We'll do this.
Which is worse, Scaphism or Crucifixion? Crucifixion is worse.
I'll agree.
Okay, so Scaphism is now in third. Scaphism or stomach cancer?
Stomach cancer. Scaphism really isn't that bad to me. Like I said, it should be off the list because of the honey and milk aspect.
So, Steve Giles has X, form, and cross. Since the origin word of the word excruciating is cross, excruciating takes the word cross to make the word itself. The origin of excruciating is
okay.
From the word cross,
mm-hmm.
or crucifix. So he says it's the most painful, but maybe not the worst way. But you're saying, sorry, continue, you're saying stomach cancer is worse than escapism. Do you think stomach cancer is worse than escapism?
No.
Okay. So we're in a little bit of a bubble here.
Do you guys think the Brazen Bull is worse than escapism?
No.
Yes. Yes, because escapism is.
I'm
gonna, talking about the milk and honey.
I'm going to break the tie here and say that escapism is not a top three worst way to die.
Okay.
Because you go delirious after a little bit, so you don't even know you're dying.
You go delirious when you realize that milk and honey is involved.
So escapism, that would win this whole thing, is off the list.
We're down to a final four. Crucifixion and Buried Alive, I think, are kind of settled into it, into the top three. What's worse, stomach cancer or Brazen Bull? Brazen Bull.
The worst? I'll agree with that.
All right, stomach cancer.
What, Danny Glover watched his dad die in the Royal Tenenbaums of, and that what Mr. Tenenbaum lied that he had, stomach cancer, is now taken off the list. We are down to our final three, folks. Crucifixion, Buried Alive, and Brazen Bull. All three different, but all three the same.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
Did I say that right?
Okay. I'm going to ask you, between Crucifixion, Brazen Bull, and Buried Alive, which do you think is the one that is not top two? Which one is the outlier amongst those?
Brazen Bull.
Buried Alive. Pre-live. pre-live.
I am going to say, to help break this tie, that Buried Alive is not the worst way to die. Because Brazen Bull, you're basically being buried alive and burned at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So Buried Alive is taken off. And we're down to our final two. Before we continue, has that guy said anything more to you that you're talking that knows Megan?
Uh-huh, he has.
No, he didn't.
What did he say?
He didn't say anything.
He didn't have to say anything.
No.
And this is, he was poisoned? So this is the guy who said he was prolonged poisoning.
Yes.
And was unaware of it.
Very hard to see, yeah.
Well, did he say, what was the poison from?
He said it was slowly put in his food.
Oh.
So I'm thinking maybe it was the food company.
I would think so.
Yeah.
Slowly put it. So you don't cook?
I mean, I cooked all of his meals, but.
Huh.
But.
Ungrateful bastard.
But it was. But it was the food companies, because you didn't do that.
No, it had to be the food company.
So you have a lot of money. From life insurance policies and malpractice.
Mm-hmm.
He died from poison.
Yeah. Yes.
Full on poison of meals you cooked repeatedly.
Right.
But
he was
right about the paper cuts.
He
so.
Also was a klutz, so maybe he would
accidentally fall into poison.
Maybe he'd drop his pancake
in the antifreeze container you guys had in the kitchen.
He said you guys did have a lot of rat poisoning, but no rats.
Well, it was an effective rat poison.
That is true. All right, our final two is Brazen Bull and Crucifixion. We are going to vote. This guy openly admitting to love, he loves honey and milk, is totally giving Megan a public alibi. I don't know what that is. a lot. I'm glad you're paying attention. But that sentence, there's a lot happening in it that are. I don't get how it works. But all right, this guy openly admitting to loving milk and honey is giving Megan a perfect alibi.
Mm-hmm. Well, people love milk and honey.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. I bet the person that's commenting also loves milk and honey.
I bet so too.
Who doesn't love milk and honey?
It's a treat.
I mix them.
It's a treat.
Put it in your tea. A spot of tea.
Uh-huh. It's quite delicious. Just as long as you're not drinking it by a lake or on some boats.
Oh, the boat's falling on top of me!
Yeah, I mean,
You want to accidentally... put
a couple of bags of tea in that boat.
Yeah.
I
would sign up.
I hope the muskrat doesn't get me. Oh, no, it's getting me! Muskrat. All right.
As long as the muskrat is a cartoon, what a beautiful environmental experience.
Name's Musky. Got a hat. I'm gonna be eating you today.
What fun!
Yeah, I'll tap my toes and wake my way up.
Anyways, this whole time we were cartoons.
Yeah, that was funny.
Brazen Bull. Oh, shit. We didn't even add being eaten alive or skinned alive as the 18th spot. Do you think Do you think either of those are worse than these two, being eaten alive or skinned alive?
I think skinned alive would be incredibly irritating.
Yeah.
What that doesn't... You'd be... Skinned.
The skin alive is.
Well, wait, we're skinned alive made it to the top three. I think it would have, anyways. Means when he dies of milk honey, they can't point the finger. Come on, they might actually be killing those guys. She might actually be killing those guys.
No.
Wow. I mean, Steve called her a murderer. You're calling her a murderer.
I think the person that points the finger has the most.
Wait, Dan, did you murder all of her widows and ex-boyfriends?
You smelt it, dealt it, Dan.
Yes.
Did you also fart?
My beloveds.
Well, they were now all experiencing life.
Yes.
So.
Which I'm glad to hear that Jeff is doing well up there.
Yeah, they're all waiting for you in life.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you can talk to the other ones as well?
He speaks on, they live together. He speaks on behalf of the group of the slain.
How's it?
Slain? The clumsy.
Wait,
you mean.
Slain?
Yeah, self-slain.
Self-slain? Wait, suicide? Oh, man.
I did actually have one boyfriend who committed suicide by crucifixion.
The worst way to do it.
Which was tough.
That, I see. I can see how you can get the first couple nails in, but that last nail, I don't know how you.
Hard. He was so depressed.
Yeah, he almost has to. That last.
He has the nail out already. He just slams his arm into it.
You almost have to. Yeah, you have to free
I
nail.
Know.
Yeah, you got it. The one nail's got to be ready to go, and you got to. Don't hit me in the face.
Yeah. I had to help with it. It was really.
Funny. Well, you had to help with it.
Well, he could get the feet in.
Oh yeah, well, what a supportive, what a supportive girlfriend you are.
It was so hard.
Wait, fiance or girlfriend at that time?
Oh, this is just a boyfriend.
How do you make money off the boy? Actually, I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Was that the one that was videoed?
Yeah.
You had a video
of
yourself sacrificing Chris resurrection?
I just wanted other depressed people to see that there's other ways to do it. Slow poisoning.
Is that the one where you're wearing a V for a Vendetta mask the entire time?
Maybe.
V for what?
Victory?
Yes.
Okay. So Skinned Alive. Do you think Skinned Alive should be in the top two? I think Brazen Bull, you're kind of being skinned alive as it boils off your body.
Mm-hmm.
And Crucifixion, oh boy. I think Skinned Alive is a valid addition,
mm-hmm.
and I think it would make the top six easily. So I'm glad it was added.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to take it off the list, and I'm going to start our vote. Fendler, what is worse, Crucifixion or Brazen Bull? Worst way to go. Talk it out. You can say it right away. Do whatever you want. Do whatever you feel in your heart, in your pre-life heart.
Well, I think that the Brazen Bull, you're slowly cooked.
Mm-hmm.
As
yes, that is true.
When you're crucified, you are sliced open, but then you're slowly cooked by the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And you have the environment. You can still have that. The same guy that maybe was in the boat.
Escapism.
Yeah. Come up and be like, hey, I'm going to start eating you now.
Mm-hmm. Land plus rats.
Yes.
Land rats.
Yeah,
Muskland.
Muskland rats.
Okay.
Land rats.
So are you you're pro-escapism, so are you pro-crucifixion then?
There's no milk and honey in Crucifixion.
No, it's all just letting go.
Yeah.
I would say that Crucifixion, there's a reason why it's in the Bible that way. Because if he would have died by Brazen Bull, then...
It would have been a nice like foreshadowing with the golden calf thing and Moses. It would have been pretty cool in the book to kind of work that way together.
See, there's a reason it's written that way, and it's not Brazen Bull at the end, so I'm going to say that Crucifixion is worse.
One vote for Crucifixion is the worst way to die. I am going to vote next and completely disagree with Fendler. I think the worst way to die is Brazen Bull, because not only are you being burned alive, but when you scream, you make a comical noise as if you are a bull. So when you're dying in your scream, people are just laughing at you because he sounds like a bull.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just embarrassing. Catholics would be mooing instead of the sign of the cross.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you're true. And when does this guy just start staging Devo songs? Oh, when do you start singing Devo songs? He's asking.
Wrong hat. Wrong hat, Dan.
They mock Jesus too, Steve. Yeah, you're right. They mock Jesus. But Jesus had a lot of character. The people getting mocked in the Brazen Bull don't have that kind of will to allow themselves to be Brazen Bull. So I'm saying Brazen Bull because you're basically a comical animal is the worst way to die, which leaves Megyn Kennedy, the unluckiest widow, girlfriend, fiance in the world. So many people in her life have died in various ways.
Yes.
I mean, one of the rare times you've ever seen accidental escapism was in her own life. Boyfriend, long term or short term?
Short term.
Short term boyfriend. Your short term boyfriend. Self crucified himself. Have you ever had anybody do a Brazen Bull to themselves?
Suicide by crucifixion was really tough to see.
Gotcha. Was there any Brazen Bulls in your?
No, fortunately, I've not seen that. Although I have seen. One of my lovers burned to death, and it smells like bacon when they actually burn.
Yeah.
So.
Steve and Giles just wrote Brazen Bull, a.k.a. most of Joe's material.
Mm.
That's a pretty good joke, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
Megan,
mm-hmm.
What is worse? Way to die. Brazen Bull, crucifixion. You can talk it out.
Mm.
You can just say it right away. Follow your heart.
Well, like I said, I think that I agree with you about the brazen bull, that it's more of a, you're making a mockery of that person, right? Because it sounds like a bull, it smells like bacon because of the burning. So I think it's more like mortifying to go that way.
Yes.
But having witnessed a crucifixion, I know that that takes a long time, which a brazen bull would be pretty quick.
Actually, we all witnessed that.
It was on video.
Oh, right.
In the video.
Silly. Yeah, so as a PSA against suicide.
So your vote.
My vote, it's a hard one.
Yes, it's not easy.
But I think I'm gonna say brazen bull.
Whoa! Brazen bull, the worst way to die. I did not see that happening. I thought crucifixion was definitely going to win. Insane, folks. You're crazy. You're a crazy person.
Yes.
You're so... All the people died have made you so crazy.
Yes.
You're crazy.
Yeah.
You're insane. I would never want to be around you.
But can I get your number and we can talk after the show?
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. Get some socks. No nasal socks.
This coffee does... Taste funny.
It doesn't matter because the winner is Brazen Bull, folks. That is the worst way to die. Brazen Bull being cooked alive in a bowl. Mitchell Potts' suggestion. He's been on the show a couple times. But thank you so much for watching, folks. That's Rank You Very Much. Brazen Bull, worst way to die. I would like to thank my guest, Jonathan Fendler. Very funny improv and stand-up comic and character actor. Thank you. Anything you would like to plug?
Yes, I will be turning on my Uber after this show, so if anybody needs a ride, I will. But you got to pay.
Is it search pricing right now?
If everyone turns on their phone, turns on the Uber app, chances are there might be a surge occurring.
So if you could do that for Fendler, that'd be really helpful. Megan Kennedy, also a very funny stand-up comic in the scene. And do you have anything you like to plug? Social media, upcoming shows?
We have a Comedy in the Basement happening next week, Wednesday. So
if you know Megan, message her and she can be
you know me.
Don't be a complete stranger and show up.
Because
Luke asked me, he's like, can you put on the Reddit? I go, do you want me to put this on the Reddit, your address?
No.
And he was like, that's a good point.
Yeah.
I'm starting to feel lightheaded.
I am worried that that's the coffee you made him, right?
Yeah, yes.
Did you murder all these people, Megan? That's Rank You Very Much, the worst way to die, brazen bull, everybody. Thank you so much. Rank You Very Much. You're welcome.
Rank You Very Much.
Stop.